It's a 6 with 5:39 left in the third quarter.
And Ethan Hessling finds the end zone. And they roll it off the right side, and there is nobody there as they stack up the middle, trying to take away Kadar, trying to take away that quick dive that Boynton brings to the table. And Hessling's able to rumble into the end zone virtually untouched for Harbor Beach's first score of the season.
5:39 left in the third, and we are tied at 6 apiece. Harbor Beach appears to be going 4-2. Trying to go for the lead here in a two-point lead. T formation from the three-yard line. Kadar under center, same backfield to Hessling, Boynton, and Woodkey. Hand off to Hessling, same exact play. Gets close to the end zone. They're going to say it's good. And Harbor Beach takes the lead 8-6 with 5:39 left in the third quarter. Right here on the WLW Sports Network.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve, without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Eight to six, Harbor Beach leading. The Ugly Bearcats find the end zone for the first time tonight with the 5:39 mark in the third quarter. Ethan Hessling caps it off with a four-yard run. That drive started the Ugly 45-yard line after a 32-yard return by Luke Woodkey got Harbor Beach to that excellent field position to start that drive. Now Luke Woodkey will be kicking things off from his own 40-yard line, left to right across your radio. In the backyard brawl, part one, perhaps, of the season, if the last 3 years have been any indication of what the playoffs will look like. 8-6, Harbor Beach leading the Ugly Bearcats at home. And for the first time, I will say, Dave, all game here, Harbor Beach has a little momentum going for them.
They have. Well, they've had opportunities. The very first play of the game, they recovered a fumble. You should have no more momentum than that, but Ugly's able to stall that out right away. But Harbor Beach takes the lead. We'll see how their defense feeds off the offense's success.
Kick comes in at the 15-yard line, brought in by Evan Peruski. Gets out to the 27-yard line. Tackle made by Tanton Babcock, linebacker. Also on special teams for the Harbor Beach Pirates, he's a sophomore. First and 10 for the Ugly Bearcats at the 28-yard line, right to left across your radio. Ugly now trailing for the first time tonight, 8-6.
I think we'd both agree this is a big series for Ugly. They had this lead for most of the first half.
All the first half.
Exactly right. And now it's taken away. So how does this young quarterback with a new coach, how does this team respond to falling behind now for the first time this season?
5:33, it's out of the tee. There's a handoff right up the middle to number 30. That'd be Carson Hileski, tackle made by Ethan Hessling, middle linebacker for the Pirates. It is a gain of 8. That's what you call bunches there, all the way out to the 36-yard line, second down, 2 to go.
Touche. I think that's what I'd do, too, is give it to Carson Hileski. I feel indeed pretty good about that. Great run by Carson Hileski. And every time he has touched the ball on offense, it has been straight ahead, between the hash marks, straight dives. He finds the first little bit of daylight he can find, and he accelerates through it. That one gets him 7 or 8 yards.
T formation, Peruski under center, facing 2 yards to go. Hand off to Hileski once again, breaks through his first tackle, and finally brought down at the 45-yard line, actually the 46-yard line of Ugly's territory. Tackle made by 10, Babcock, same exact result, and move the chains for the Ugly Bearcats.
Same play, same result, another 7 or 8 yards. And Carson Hileski, he just runs hard. He does not get cheated. He runs low to the ground, and Pirates struggling to tackle him here.
First and 10, now at the 46-yard line, right to left across your radio. Harbor Beach 8, Ugly 6, 4.5 left in the third.
This is where the Bearcats feed off of him, whether Peruski keeps it or it's an Oberski turn. One of those days are coming.
And off to Hileski once again, gets out for 3 yards out to the 48-yard line. Tackles brought down by a whole slew of black jerseys on that one. Number 71 at the bottom of the hip pile, that's Tristan Emmerich, defensive tackle for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Second down, 7 to go from the ugly 48-yard line.
Better job containing Haleski there, and it's that defensive line forced him to slow up a little bit, allowing those linebackers a shot to a free shot at him and stopped him after a 3-yard gain.
Splitting the hash marks from the 48-yard line, Peruski, the freshman, first start ever in the backyard brawl to boot. Hand off to Colin Oberski. He gets out for a hard-fought 1 yard, maybe two, into Harbor Beach territory. The far line judge saying it got to the 49-yard line. Tackle made by Mason Booms out of the secondary. Now a third down and 4.5 to go for the Ugly Bearcats inside Harbor Beach territory, though.
Harbor Beach has really done a good job with Colin Oberski tonight. He's only got 5 carries for 12 yards. Just not what I expected out of him. I fully expected for Ugly to win this game. Both of those running backs are going to have to be somewhere near that 100-yard mark. And so far, Harbor Beach has done a really good job of taking him out of the game. Now how do they slow down Carson Oleski? Third down and 5 for Ugly.
Peruski hands it off up the middle. Haleski breaks free of his first tackle and is finally brought down by the safety valve. Dylan Kadar inside the 40 down to the 39-yard line. 10-yard gain for Carson Haleski. Move the chains once again for the Bearcats.
At some point, you have to know it's coming on defense, and it does not matter. Number 30 is going to get his when he wants to, and he is the first one in this game to eclipse the 100-yard mark. He's over a century, right on the century mark.
11 carries, 100 yards, one touchdown, averaging 9.1 per carry.
He gets 12 yards here. He'll have as many as the entire Harbor Beach offense has accumulated.
First and 10 from the Harbor Beach 39, trailing 8-6 to Harbor Beach. Hand off to Haleski up the middle. He's struggling to get anywhere. Gets out for about 2 yards. And on a second and third effort, gets somehow falls all the way out to the 35-yard line. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's Tristan Emmerich, defensive tackle. It's a gain of 4 on the play, second down and 6.
Absolutely unbelievable. And at some point, you have to think his forward momentum has stopped and the officials are letting him play. And Haleski's able to slide out of there, fall forward. And on a play where Isha gets 2, he gets 5. It's an absolutely impressive run by Haleski.
Second down, 6 from the 35-yard line. They need to get down to the 29 of Harbor Beach. 2:10 remain in the third. Hand off to Colin Oberski. He's met at the line, and he drags his defender forward for another 3 yards down to the 31-yard line. Caden Boynton, left linebacker out there for the Pirates, makes the stop and brings up a third down and 2 for the Ugly Bearcats.
Yeah, it's hard to go against Carson Haleski right now, but we haven't seen them call the quarterback's number yet. You saw it so often when Casey Sweeney was at quarterback. Obviously, not the same level of trust, a four-year starter versus a freshman quarterback in his first game, but keep in mind, that's still in their back pocket, a play that could sneak up on Harbor Beach.
Brusky gets the snap and is a handoff to Colin Brusky, and he stops short after a gain of a yard out to the 30-yard line. He'll now set up a fourth down and manageable. Fourth down and 1, tackle made by Ethan Hessling, middle linebacker for the Pirates. Fourth down and a yard to go from the Harbor Beach 30-yard line. 1:15 remains in the third quarter.
Nice job by Harbor Beach, because in the back of your mind, number 30 had to have been getting the ball there. So they did a really good job of making sure that when he didn't have the ball, they rotated over, was able to stop Colin Oberski from getting that first down. But it's fourth down and maybe a yard in favor of the Bearcats here, a chance to get a fresh set of downs.
Peruski under center. Hands it off to Carson Haleski, and he has the first down all the way down to the 29 and maybe even the 28-yard line. Move the chains. Carson Haleski single-handedly pushing this ugly Bearcat team down the field. First and 10 at the 28-yard line. Tackle made by Luke Woodkey.
Harbor Beach did a good job there of standing up Carson Haleski. He wasn't able to stay down in that position where he runs people over. He was upright. But that offensive line won the battle on that play, and they were able to push that pile ahead and allow Haleski to get that first down.
22-0 now, Sandusky leading Bad Axe with 5:40 left in the third quarter. Tovar with his second touchdown of the night. First and 10 from the 29. Peruski working off the right hash, right to left across your radio in Harbor Beach territory, and it's a quarterback keeper around the left side, and Peruski gets across the 25 down to the 24. Tackle made by number 14, Tanton Babcock. After a gain of 5 on the play, second down and 5.
And there's that play we were talking about. You know it's coming, and Harbor Beach does a good job containing it, but there's so much field to work with over there, and the quarterback, Peruski, does a nice job of angling to the sideline. He maximizes that run and gets 4 or 5 yards on first down. And that, again, those plays to the outside loosens up that defense, opens that opportunity up the middle for Carson Haleski to pound back up the middle.
And Ugly will not get a snap off before the end of the third quarter, and we have played 36 minutes. Harbor Beach gets on the board for the first time. They are leading at the moment 8-6 over the Ugly Bear.